Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's go.
It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast.
Live from Blossom's HQ.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey. Morning.
Hi. How are you?
How are we doing? I mean, I can see so much. Should we kick straight in?
What?
Oh.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, let's kick straight
why
in.
Here we go!
So, I made meatballs, but I've made a load because you might as well make a load if you're cooking, aren't you?
Go on, Tom, as I'm trying to explain.
I did them, these beef, pork and veal in there.
Love veal.
What's veal as a vegetarian?
Baby cow.
Do you reckon there's something to do with it being cold? I always say this. I think you can taste.
I do think you can taste
food better and stuff like that cold.
Do you want to know what's in it?
Yeah, go on, Tom. List all the ingredients.
That's fucking good, though.
I did a weekly shop and I was like, what can I make? I was like, do you know what? I'm going to do some meatballs with some nice veg sides. Because I've not made meatballs in a while. So we've got veal, pork and beef.
Wait, in what ratio? Like what? Like equal or?
Pretty much equal. The pork and maybe like, what would be the ratios?
One.
A little bit more pork because it was just a bigger pack. 500 gram pack of pork.
Yeah.
The beef I think is like a 400 gram pack and the veal's like a small free summit. So it's like a...
What percent fat do you get for the pork
and
beef?
I've got 5 on them. And to be fair, I'm...
Like 40, 40, 20.
They are very nice.
So it turns out I'm feeling, because obviously there's more flavour in the fattier ones.
Yeah.
Do you know the KitchenAid? Sorry, not the KitchenAid, the Magimix. Did you put it in the Magimix?
No, I put the onion and the onion in the Magimix.
Yeah.
And to be fair, the sauce has got a sofrito bottom. So that's got onions, carrots and celery.
Yeah.
Passata, bit of white
just
wine.
Classics.
Beef stock. Yeah. Bay leaf. Basil and oregano, fresh oregano, because I had it in the fridge.
Herb or spice in the...
Yes, so in the ball, so getting onto the ball, so you got the beef, pork.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Tastes like a bit of nutmeg.
Mm. It's not, I normally put nutmeg in it, but it's not.
Placebo nutmeg.
Is there a bit of cinnamon?
No. Fresh parsley. Okay. So that's the herb, parsley.
Italian?
Yeah. Salt and pepper, butter, fucking shitloads of parmesan.
Binding element.
Nice.
And 2 eggs. I didn't use breadcrumbs though, because Katie thinks she might be intolerant to gluten.
Welcome to
She's had
world.
A lot of bread recently and it's kind of made her feel a bit like, whack. I don't know, not great.
I think gluten intolerance is fucking
common, isn't it?
Really common.
Trying to think of something.
You automatically think of intolerance as being like my intolerance to fish, where you like literally...
Well, there's allergies and intolerances.
Yeah, mine's an intolerance, but I'm saying like you automatically think an intolerance or even an allergy is something where you're like dead drastic, like shitting yourself, or like your child's got celiac disease. Do you know what I mean? Like serious, like you automatically think serious, but like could just be like just an uncomfortable stomach.
Oh, it could be minor things.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
and if you cut that out, it's like you feel fucking like better.
You have something that knackers your skin, for example, your skin, whatever.
Crazy. There's a lot to be said about loads of shit with diet.
I can taste in there what I forgot to put in there.
Go on.
Lemon zest.
There's a zing.
Yeah. I think I've recently found lemon and lemon zest is a secret weapon in so many things.
Oh, yeah.
I use it in everything now.
It's like,
but too much of it kills it.
Yeah.
But just the right amount. Well,
that's what all chefs say, don't they? It's that it's tasting for like the sweet, the savoury, and the acidic. Like you've got to get that acid in there because it's
a balance, isn't it?
It helps it all balance out.
I think you can taste the lemon
Go
in
on
there.
Then. Stop fucking around.
Butter. I've never put butter in the meatballs, but I thought, why not this time? I actually put.
Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart?
I think that's it for the recipe. But yeah. So They were good. Question. And obviously Parmesan, like I said.
In terms of preparation then, cooking rather, you obviously form the balls, fry them.
Going back.
Never fry your balls, man.
Chaz said, do you put it in the Maggi mixer? I used to do it all in the Maggi mixer, so the meat, all that, but now...
meat as well?
No, yeah, but I don't now.
Yeah, because
I do it by hand.
Grind it up a bit too much.
Yeah, it's better.
What's a Maggi mix?
It's a food processor.
Nice.
So I did the onion like that to get the onion really fine. And then, everything else, I just got a big tub, not my tub, a big pan, put the meat in there, and I salted and peppered the meat before anything else. So the meat gets the salt and pepper, and then everything else goes in, then you have to get your hands involved.
Do you know what
a bit of olive oil as well in there.
I'd say it leans more to the Spanish side rather than the Italian side.
I think it's a blend.
Meatballs. Do you know what I mean? Like that.
Albonigas.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, like it leans more to that, like taste-wise.
Yeah, I think the Spanish meatballs all have parsley in, because that's what I got from your dad's recipe. He's got a bit of that in there. Taste.
But it's like a hybrid. I'm going. Do we do rate these? Don't we? That's fucking bang on for me. I can eat that every day.
Yeah. When they're giving ratings, they always shy away from giving the last point, don't they? They always go, oh, if it's really good, they go, oh, 9 out of 10. I'm going to give that a 10.
Thanks, mate.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Even though they are cold.
I do agree you can taste it more.
I'll back that.
Oh, yeah. Food tastes better. Food is better cold.
Good that.
I'm having this.
Go on, I'll have another one. But yeah, so there you go. I was going to bring in for you, Miles, right? Because I did some crispy kale.
Oh, don't
on the
you
side
worry about me, some.
Love in the
crispy,
oven.
Love crispy
did
kale.
Did some crispy kale. Some kale, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like again. Yeah. Bit of garlic powder. Mm.
Fucking Boss crispy kale is one of my favourite sides.
I just didn't have time.
It's fine.
It's fake good for you though, isn't it? Crispy kale.
You give me a lift instead, so it's all good.
Oh, I've got shit on my own.
Crispy kale is like you think, oh, I'm eating a veg, but no. Doused in oil, salt.
Real.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you
see what's nice?
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
Those little sheets of nori that you can get. Mm. Very, very crispy.
Seaweed.
Yeah, I like all that. I like a bit of seaweed. Seaweed might be really good for you, isn't it? Loads of like.
I went to a Boss Japanese midweek last week in Chorlton for Shogun. Little independent place.
Mm. What gun did they show you?
Oh, fucking hell. I knew that was coming.
But yeah, if you're into like your tonkotsu ramen and all that, highly recommended.
What's it called, sorry? Shogun?
Shogun, yeah.
Which part of Chorlton?
Cumhardy.
Right.
Excuse me?
Beyond Beach Road and such. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done, Tom.
Well done. Yeah, well thank done, you, Tom. Mate.
So we're giving that a 10 out of 10?
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Right. 10 out of 10. Well done. Thank you.
Baby, you're thank all you. That I want. I don't know why I started
singing.
You're
lying here. And after that. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do?
It's an hypothetical look.
What would you do?
Hypothetical look.
I'll do it for you.
Back onto cash.
Of course.
Fuck's sake.
So... this week, you've been presented with something which you can choose to accept or decline. This smells. Streak naked through a mall. I'm going to change this to Stockport Town Centre. So...
don't Merseyway.
Streak...
I mean, you'd fit in.
Yeah. Streak naked
to
through...
Trafford Centre.
Through a mall for at least 30 seconds and you get $3 million post-tax. Would you do it?
Post-tax?
Yeah.
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 Damn
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, 3 million quid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Through the centre of Stockport?
The 30 seconds starkers.
30 seconds is fuck all. Like I say, in Stockport you'd fit in.
It would be a good way to announce an album anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Very good way
so
to announce an album.
You could use it for some summer as well.
Give me ideas now.
Having watched Saltburn, I'd probably do it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It's only a fucking dick, innit, at the end of the day.
That's what I mean. Cock and bollocks, everyone's got
3 million quid.
Right. Sorted that, innit?
Nice.
Okay.
And even someone came up going, fuck, I saw you doing that. Why the fuck do you go for 3 million quid? You probably go fair play.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's a lot more stranger things in Merseyway than that.
Mm.
You know what? Talking to Merseyway, walked through the other day.
Merseyway?
That bloke still plays the violin there.
Does
that.
He?
He's bossing.
In the square outside HMV. Yeah.
Did your dad teach him? Have I made that up?
I think it was Salford, yeah.
He was there when I was a kid.
Yeah.
He's still there.
Yeah, man.
And it was that day, you remember it was fucking freezing the other week?
Yeah.
He was doing it then, I was like, fair play, Jesus. Mate.
Yeah. Fair, good lad, him.
Busking's cool as fuck. I like a good... Did I send that video over to you, joking and saying like, this is what we can do next tour. That guy doing like tunes on his own, like a one man band, but like nailing it.
Mm. I have an idea for next. Well, maybe we should talk about it afterwards. Well, maybe we could talk about it on air.
Uno Natural, go on.
I think we should, once the album's done, I think we should drive down the A6 in at some point on like, you know, like a float.
Like a
carnival float.
Yeah, carnival vibe.
That's so Roughly's bike show.
Play it. And we just play the album, just keep playing it on repeat, but play it live
with
a PA.
So
obviously you'd pull up at the lights and we might be halfway through said song and we just keep playing it.
I'm well
and
for
I think,
that.
I think it'd be, I think we need some guerrilla marketing shit like that.
He said that.
I don't think anyone's done it. The closest, I thought Foo Fighters did it, but they haven't.
No, I thought they did.
They went on the back of one and just played disco music and Rick Astley off just outside this church because they had beef with them. That was it. They didn't play live.
Right.
Yeah, we should definitely
if
do that.
If everyone's up for it, I think that'd be quite cool.
Yeah.
There's certain things.
Because people would film to it.
If we could find a legal way of doing that.
No, I don't think. I don't think we should. I think we should just do it.
No, it's not. You're talking about like playing on the back of a moving car. I think it's the hard bit.
Okay, just do it.
Yeah.
It'd be good to go through like...
It'd be funnier if something happened, wouldn't it? Yeah. If they tried to like stop us, like...
Generator,
part of
it,
isn't it?
Yeah, no, yeah. I think you'd be better going through Manchester.
I think we should start in Stockport and go to Manchester.
Mm.
7 miles out.
Got to start. We've got to do Stockport.
You know when you have... Aren't there like certain vehicles which do that anyway? You know, like you know, like parades
vehicles.
And stuff.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
I'm just thinking like a van, but you can have like you can get a
proper float.
You can get like
I've
a
already checked
thing.
Salford van. I do it.
You get
right.
A on the back.
Okay, so yeah,
it
won't be as rogue
yeah, it's
as
like flat. It's
one
got,
would
and
think.
It's got like
sides on it,
holes on the side to like stop you falling off and stuff.
You could definitely do like a condensed version of everyone's gear, so it would be. You know what I mean? Like viable. I like that.
I think it'd be good.
Yeah. Safety first. Put your armbands on. Sound,
there's something. There's something. The reason I say that, because this is boring now. This is like my logic head talking now. Straight away though, you'd be like, you've not got any seatbelts on.
Yeah.
And you just get pulled over because you're going 30. Whereas if you go somewhere else, like in the centre of town.
No, but we wouldn't go 30, would we?
Yeah, but then you're like, you're not going the speed limit. Do you know what I mean? That's like, you know when you do see floats and carnivals and shit?
They've stopped, they close the road.
They close the road and they're going fucking dead slow.
We could close the
road.
The
other thing
is,
if you try to stand up,
do
like in the bus, when it's fucking going 30,
Yeah, we'd have to logistically work out.
That's what I'm saying. We'd have to like properly look into it. That's why I'm saying probably not the A6. You'd have to, because that's where you're like, and they'd be like, you're disturbing the peace and you get fucking slapped with a massive fine and shit.
But loads of people would be like, that's boss.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you can do these ways around where you can still do it like say in a town centre where it's like it wouldn't matter that shit, but you can still
then we could do a gig from
the
cell when we get arrested.
Yeah, I mean getting arrested's always.
Do you remember when we planned to get arrested doing busking? Do you remember that? Do you remember that?
No,
I remember
was
that.
Was that us?
Yeah, it was us.
Yeah, I remember.
It wasn't
that.
Our idea, but it was like you should just set up, and it was fucking what's his head, wasn't it? From the studio years ago, 10 years ago, it was like you should just give yourself some promotion and set up at Piccadilly.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
And it was just, and it was like, even if you get arrested, it's great. Do you remember that?
Oh, no, I forgot
Vague.
About that.
You thank
remember?
You. Now we can't go to America.
Thank you.
Don't fucking matter.
Speaking of busking, do you remember who I hadn't seen for years? The blind guy on Market Street who plays a Strat in town.
Oh yeah,
he's fucking amazing.
He's tight, him,
yeah,
isn't
he? I think he's called, I don't know what his name is. Something. His sign says his name, and then the blind busker.
Man, big on TikTok.
Oh, is he?
That's what he does now. Does it on TikTok, yeah.
Fair play. Yeah, he's great.
He does it with another girl who's also blind and she sings and he plays guitar.
Yeah, he's fucking great.
His tones are like proper Dire Straits, aren't they?
Yeah, Strat.
Has anyone ever done busking?
I've never bussed.
No. You would have lent into it maybe in younger age.
No, I did a parade on a unicycle once.
Did you?
I've done a parade with scouts or whatever it is. You know, when you look and you go scouts and that. What was it called?
Did you go scouts?
No, not scouts. What's beavers? There we
beavers
go.
Cubs and beavers.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Then you grow up and you're like, a bit gimpy, innit?
So speaking of...
I went beavers. Beavers
played
is good.
Football, mate, because I was a lad.
Speaking of beavers of and cubs, what is the biggest animal you could beat in a fight? Like, actually?
A vole.
Each.
What? Can we just pull up a vole?
Yeah. What's a vole?
Imagine Josh fighting a vole.
That's a voler.
Hit me with one of the Maryland cookies. Other cookies are available. Not a big fan of Jammy Dodgers.
Whoa. Yeah. Controversial.
What's that?
That's the biggest animal that I could fight.
My problem is, I wouldn't want to.
You wouldn't want to, you know.
Like, I look at Pep, right? And like, the last thing I'd ever want to do is hurt him. Do you know when
Tom,
I see... I was going to say this the other day.
Stop messing around.
You know what's weird? You know when you watch like TV or programs or whatever, and you're watching people like, I don't know, hurt someone or punch someone or something like that. You're just like, oh, fucking hell. If I ever see someone hurt an animal, I get like rage. I'm like, how fucking you prick for doing that? Like, weird that, innit? But then if someone's hurt another person, I'm sort of just like watching it like, oh, right, yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't want to hurt any animal. I don't kill spiders. I don't kill like flies, anything like that. I always just pick them up and put them outside.
But you want a hypothetical. If someone's like, if they're trying to kill you, say, you got to fight for your life.
Fight for your life. You bought this animal, but you get to choose the animal.
Then what?
Yeah, if you go too under, though, they'll just...
if like a dog or a wolf was trying to go for you, it's going to fucking get you, innit?
Yeah, but that's what some people might have more...
Jackie, you can knock a dog out.
See, I didn't want to think, but I think I could take a dog.
A chihuahua.
You think if George has been a dick, when he could knock
it out? No, it's just not like it's thinking sad, about it. But I reckon I could pin it down.
So a dog?
I don't know, actually. I'm not really... How that's, strong are animals? Like, none of us are taking a bear.
No.
Obviously.
No. Nah, fucking...
They're rapid.
Have you seen them kangaroos at Henge?
Yeah, they're fucking like wild.
They kick you, don't they?
That's one example. I'd batter a kangaroo.
That guy
who's, he's got his dog. Oh, the kangaroo's got his dog in a headlock.
Fighting it, doesn't he?
And he fucking he hits it, doesn't he? And you know what a kangaroo I'm saying? Just pearl, because if a kangaroo had pep like that, I'd fucking knock it out.
Yeah. So you're
but I don't
condone.
You know, no, I'm not. I'm going
to. I don't condone violence to animals.
Yeah, no.
What are you saying?
Anything that isn't sharp. Do you have teeth and claws? Anything that doesn't have that, I'll try.
So what, a fucking fish?
Like a fish or something, yeah. Or a whale. A whale, but on land.
The whales are fucking massive.
Yeah, I'd just go up to it and just fucking.
Do you know what big whales are?
Bigger than here, right? Yeah.
Bigger than here.
How would you take out a whale?
Just suffocate on the air, won't it? And moving on to the last question about animals, because it's a vibe. If you could eat any extinct animal, what would it be? I only know dodos.
The bison went extinct because of eating them, didn't they?
I thought bison was still around.
Not bison. What am I thinking of?
Mammoths.
No, there's another one in America.
What do you reckon dinosaurs tasted like?
That'd be interesting.
What have you made this
week? Gamey.
A woolly mammoth ragu.
What is it? There's a bison
like a big
buffalo-esque thing that went extinct in America because everyone ate them, and maybe that was why, because it was delicious. I don't know.
Yeah, don't know.
Oh, I've heard of that. Right.
The other thing is, what about like dodos and their eggs?
Dodo wings.
Well, I'm thinking about eggs. Do you know what I mean?
How did they become extinct? This is probably why they become extinct. People are eating them. Yeah.
Mm. I think it was.
I think it was fishermen, wasn't it?
People eat their eggs.
I can't remember.
I'm trying to think of eggs rather than just killing an extinct animal again.
Dodo scrambled eggs.
Well, then again, would you go OG like T-Rex?
This is what I'm saying. What would a dinosaur taste like?
Yeah,
that'd be cool to know. Or like a saber-toothed tiger or something.
Right. Well, enjoy.
I freestyle these days with this one. Or just for the theme tune. So yeah, so settling into life as a more normal person who, you know, sits down and watches television instead of, you know,
Instagram,
frantically walking around with my hands behind my back. So I think this one, this will be quite relatable for a lot of people at home and people in the room as well, because I don't think we've spoken about this properly on the podcast.
I know what you're going to say.
Traitors.
The traitors.
The traitors.
Wow.
So I think, yeah, Tom, I think you got me onto it because you'd been watching it and I saw how hyped up you were. I was like, fucking hell, hyped up for a game show. This must be good.
Passion.
Must be good then.
Have to have passion.
So I was like, fuck it, we'll check it out. So I binge watched up until whatever the latest episode was at the time. I binge watched that and then I got to that because they aired on Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, didn't they?
Yeah.
So whilst I was waiting for the next one, I binge watched the entire first season as well. And yeah.
So you had two seasons side by side watching.
How good is a fucking binge?
Yeah,
great,
it was really good.
The binge has spoiled the series, though, on it.
Yeah.
Like, I get annoyed now when I can't binge.
Well,
this is why it was nice when I'd caught up. I then had to wait for the live episodes to come out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. just think it was very cleverly done. And off the back of it, you see, like, Paul's everywhere now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's all over doing interviews and stuff.
Diana Ross,
yeah, that was really cool. And then, but even Will from season one,
yeah,
he's still knocking about doing stuff. So it's like, I suppose it's got the Love Island format, hasn't it? In a way
to make people, yeah,
because people will just
try and get careers off the back.
Yeah,
of it,
blow up off the back of it.
I hope it don't become too much like that. I think there's an innocence in. I don't know how long they would be able to do it before it loses the charm of what it's got.
I think it's another season in him. Yeah,
is it
at
Wilf?
Least
that's his name, isn't it?
Wilf, yeah, from season one. Yeah,
Wilf isn't. He's only about now because obviously Traitors is.
Yeah, it's back on.
Back on. Do you know what I mean? So it'll probably go down again.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
It's an amazing concept, though.
It's a really good concept.
Like, the round tables are so good.
I think in time it'll start losing it, though. Like Big Brother, when Big Brother first came out, I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
Because you'll get people going in doing more and more extreme things and it'll become saturated.
I said that. I was like,
everyone's quite innocent now, aren't they?
Do you know what? Like, I suppose
trying to play it
maybe
right.
It won't, but maybe, yeah, maybe wrong.
The format works,
when
it?
People do extreme things, people then call it out. Like now, I think people, you know, after watching this series, when people start chucking people out, they'll be like, he's a traitor because he's trying to chuck the other traitor. Do you know what I mean? Like,
they'll learn. There's different ways to play the game. Maybe the game will evolve and it'll be even more difficult. They'll
probably throw in more.
I liked the way they threw in different things from season one this time.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, even, like, do you remember when this time they said put yourself in like an order and no one wanted to go at the end because last year
you booed them off.
Yeah, you're out.
But then brought them back.
But exactly. So it was like, really interesting. I love Traitors. I think it's really good.
Claudia's like the perfect host for it as Winkerman's, well.
Yeah, it's class.
One of my favourite Radio 2 DJs, Claudia Winkerman. She's hilarious.
No, she's always got some kind of like
gloves,
fingerless gloves.
They're calling it Traitors Core, aren't they?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, like cloaks, all the and gear stuff that they wear. And that.
I like that thing that goes on. You know, it's like a fringe like that, and it says like Claudia Winkerman's pop.
In Greg's.
It's like Claudia Winkerman's pop. Greg's. It's funny. Claudia Winkerman's cool. Her favourite band, Oasis.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good taste.
He is right.
But yeah, big fan of the Traitors.
Yeah, I've been watching a few other bits and bobs.
I'll
bring up in further episodes, but like on a few little crime documentaries and stuff.
I also get them people now who will be like, fuck it, I can't be out. Everyone keeps going on about it. I'm not fucking joking. When you're like...
Yeah, but it's only finished last week. It'll be done next week. No one will talk about it again. Yeah,
no, but I mean, do you know, like, you know when you've not watched something and people keep going on?
Yeah,
and
it's a bit annoying,
isn't
it?
In the end, you're just like, I'm not watching it out of pure principle because everyone keeps fucking going on about it.
Yeah.
But it is really good.
That's one of them that's actually worth watching.
Yeah, I've not started it yet. I need to.
You've got to.
It's fucking great.
Going through a...
you'll binge it.
BBC drama vibe. I've talked about this last week. No, Happy Valley. First time.
First time you watched it?
I was like, this
amazing.
Is fucking mint.
Yeah, great. Happy Valley.
So good. And then I went, you know, you finish something and you Google it and you look at like the related actors and who they are and stuff. And like, she's not even from fucking the North, is she?
Do you know what's really good if you like Happy Valley? Slow Horses.
What's it called, sorry?
Slow Horses.
Well, that's what I was going to watch next.
I told
me. Yeah, you did.
Slow Horses. Gary Oldman. Slow Horses, like.
Slow Horses.
I've got into that.
Apple TV.
I started Hijack last night on Apple TV.
Is it good? Who's
got
in that?
Idris Elba.
No, I've seen it advertised, though.
It's like, it's real time.
Oh, right, nice.
So it's like, I think it's about a flight from Dubai to Manchester. And each episode's an hour long. And obviously that flight's like 7 hours or eight.
Wow, so fucking ass, like, boss. So is it good?
So it's like, yeah. We thought it was going to be shit. And then we looked at reviews first and thingy. And
sounds like my scene.
You don't really think about it, but it's boss. Yeah, you watch it and you're like, fucking hell.
Cool, I've been watching True Detective, the new series.
So what? Watched the latest one last night. Can't get into it.
Can you not? I'm into this one now.
It's a bit spiritual for me.
Yeah.
I love Jodie Foster, but
it's a bit spiritual.
I'm wondering where it's gonna go.
I'll keep watching it, but why? It's one of them. I won't be watching it as intensely.
The first True Detective's just amazing, isn't it?
And do you know what gets me? McConaughey and Harrelson are exec producers on this one.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be better, but like you say,
what do you mean spiritual?
The first one was a bit like, do you remember that one? That's got weird undertones on it, where they're like,
oh, you mean like ghosts and shit.
This one, you don't really know what's going on.
Is it, like, you know the scientists at that base?
Yeah.
They find, obviously, the...
Don't give any spoilers out.
The iced...
Was that a spoiler? Yeah.
And when they thaw them in the sports hall...
Yeah.
Then one of them, like, start breathing and stuff like
that. That's before the sports hall.
Yeah. I turned to Logie, I was like...
Oh,
not
so,
for you,
so it's like unreal. It's got
a supernatural element,
right,
basically. You don't know what's happened to him. And it's basically set I'll give you a little brief backstory of it. So obviously True Detective, this is season four. Season one had Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson in. That was amazing. But the two, series two and three haven't
series
been as good.
Series two was Colin Farrell, wasn't it?
Yeah, no one's really buzzed off it, them ones as much. This one looks good. It's set in Alaska, the highest point where there's no daylight for like 60 days.
For fuck's sake.
Sorry. Wait, cheers. What?
I said Alaska.
And I said, what did she say?
Oh, good.
Basically, there's no daylight for 60 days there.
Jesus. Google this.
And it's an actual place. But so obviously weird shit starts happening at this like science base where these professors wind up dead. And they don't know how, but they just died. They're like frozen in the ice, like looking mad. So they've got to try and figure out what's happened to
looking
it.
Looking mad.
And like work a true detective.
But obviously these murders that have happened or people have died in the recent years with similar like markings and stuff. So it's kind of all that kind of stuff. It's good, but it's, I know what Chaz means. The supernatural element, I was a bit like,
Do you know what I
like just real fucking
you'll like this
reality.
I'm going through a big Apple TV thing at the moment.
Yeah. Boss. Oh,
Masters of the Air.
I've got a good recommendation for you.
Mate.
Have you watched it?
It's fucking amazing.
I knew you'd fucking love it. Yeah, it's really good.
Do you know what? I wasn't looking forward to it.
That was the annoying thing I was saying, because it's three episodes on it and then it's like out this Friday. I was like, fuck's sake, because I smashed them all.
Do you know why that's good? Because I'm convinced like everything you see that's made by HBO is shit hot. And it's Playtone as well. And it's Hanks, Spielberg.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
What's this called?
Master of the Air.
I keep saying Master of the Sky.
Man, amazing.
It is really good.
Barry Keoghan.
Oh, is he
Austin Butler.
Oh, nice.
It makes you really think about the war again, doesn't it? Like,
I saw Barry Keoghan was in Chateau Marmont when I was there.
Sunset Tower when I was there.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
But the jackets in
Aero
it
Leather.
Were made by Aero Leather.
Gala Shield's finest.
Big fans of
Aero
Leather.
Do you find yourself watching more like series and tellies as you get a bit older?
I fell out of him when we started touring heavily. But when I was a kid, I used to love it, like Prison Break and all that shit, like Breaking Bad.
I used to watch it with my family. Like, we watched Lost was like,
I never did Lost.
Lost stopped after a bit.
To reverse Apple TV, have you seen Blackbird?
No, I don't think so.
Taron Egerton, that's fucking boss. Watch that.
Give us a synopsis.
As Jimmy Keane begins a 10-year prison sentence, he gets an incredible offer. If he can elicit a confession from suspected killer Larry Hall, he will be freed. Completing the mission becomes the challenge of a lifetime.
Film or series?
Series.
Taron Egerton.
But it's really, really good. Apple TV.
I liked that little bit. I liked everyone's recommendations. Got a few there.
Yeah.
But
probably you'd be onto Masters of the Air.
Yeah, I knew you would be as well. I don't like war, I like history. Do you know what does my head in?
I'm sorry.
The best is my head.
I've made a little list here, and I'm only going to give you one at a time because it's good to have things to back up on, innit? I fully understand why this is a thing, but I think, and I know there isn't a better way of doing it, but I wish there was. Pound for a trolley.
Get a magic pound.
I know, but I don't have a magic pound or a pound.
Certain supermarkets don't have to put a pound in the trolley.
I've not found them yet. But
wait, it's Waitrose. The ones
that are closer to me. And more local to me, pounding the trolley.
Do you forget then, often?
Well, I just don't use a trolley. I'll just manage.
This is one of my, it's not hard, is it?
Why?
Today.
Oh.
Well, the other day I went to get a trolley and the guy came with the trolley and said, just have this one, mate. Pound and all.
Nice.
You know, a lot of older folk have a token on the key rings for the shopping.
The magic pound.
Mm-hmm. And,
do you know what works? Which is mad. I've got one in my car. I've got it in my car and it's good. It's, I think it's 100 yen.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably
because I don't
one
use
of them
that for
quid,
like parking machines.
Does a euro work?
So I can't remember. But
sometimes a key
is this
works.
To prevent
yeah,
people
the end of a key, the end of a key works.
Is this what it's for?
It must be.
Well, yeah, it's because obviously the people who are stealing them are usually like kids just fucking about and they end up in like
rivers.
Fucking rivers and
in
shit.
The Mersey.
Yeah, it's just like,
so it is a deterrent.
I mean, it's probably worth more than a quid, isn't it?
Well, that's what I mean. It's not, if you're walking around and you're chucking trolleys in a river, you're not going to be like, oh, get a quid out. This will be hilarious because it's like no point.
But no, it's fine. I've just had it a few times where I've gone, I need a bigger shop. And
I think it's me that's the problem.
To be fair, no, what it is I had a load of change in the car for parking. Because another thing is just money in general change. You know,
279 quid for one of them.
Fucking hell.
Wow.
Fuck, I'm asked at an eBay shop.
If you buy them in bulk, do you
know? Asda one as well. Just fucking put it.
It's not branded. The 100 litre ones. 249.
Yeah, that's more my kind of trolley.
Yeah, that's my sort of trolley.
You'd have to lean down.
So have you ever got one of them ones where you overestimate your shop? Oh, you fucking piling shit on top.
I'm a scanner. I'm a dickhead like that.
I am now, to be fair.
I'm a
self scan.
You know what? I've never used one.
Really useful.
I'm a nectar.
That doesn't surprise me. You're quite a techie little guy, aren't you?
Weirdly, but you ever know?
Yes,
I'm really shit. Like, if you ask me to do something on a computer, I'm
like computers
useless.
And shit.
But like,
Apple and shit like that. Oh,
you like tech?
You can pack your bag as you go, and then you just pay and you just fucking
that's
in the
really
car.
Good to be fair.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I might get on that.
You don't have to, when you're at the checkout.
Annoying,
you know, if
it?
I go shopping with you, and it's like fucking trying to load it all in. It's like, you can do it on
100%.
Yeah,
that's time for them. You know,
that is so a sholly. My gran used to love her trolley.
Trolley?
Yeah.
It's fucking
can
cool,
I add something to your trolley?
Man, do you see people with the ones with the three that go upstairs?
Is this going to offend me?
No, it does my head in. When you get the trolley, but you only realise once you're in there that you've got a dodgy wheel.
That's annoying.
Oh, yeah. And the dodgy wheel trolley turns. It's veering to the left.
And you're struggling to push it around the fucking supermarket. So that does my head in on trolleys.
Someone clipped my wind mirror the other day. Got a smashed wind mirror. How annoying is that?
Oh, you're joking.
That does my head in.
Car related. Also, you know what does my head in? When people don't indicate.
Yeah.
It really fucking pisses me off because it's just that click.
Merc drivers, that's me.
Now you indicate.
No, I do indicate.
It's more so, I'm not bothered. When I'm in a bad mood, I'm like, which way are you going? Even though I know which way they're going. It's very obvious. But when I don't know where they're going, they don't indicate. Like coming out onto the A6, I'm like, where are you going?
There's no rage like car rage. Everyone has car rage. Even the most chill, like you're a chill person, car rage, 100%.
Yeah,
car rage is like, I don't know what it is. For me, it's people who go fucking really slow. Does my
f- always 100 jazz.
Yeah, it is always 100 jazz, to be fair. 27 grand on the jazz. I was like, he's paying 27 G's for 100 jazz. Do you know what I mean? Get a vintage
boss. People with a nice pension pot.
On the jazz bass.
Well done. Thank
you. Well done.
You know, I am...
Julius season.
I am Gen Z, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You are.
Yeah. Are we millennials? It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sorry, guys.
What am I?
You're boomer as fuck, yeah.
Post war. Boomer.
Josh, you're a.
You were Tommy.
No frigger in.
It's cheap.
Have you got some of that, Josh? Or?
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought you.
No.
Should we go into? I thought it was really good last week, so should we go into a bit of fan
yeah,
stuff?
Do it.
A few
yeah.
people have sent in some set lists. So.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
We've got a few emails, haven't we? This is the fan bit. This is the fan
bit. Ask me what the email address is.
Go on, Tom. Miles, what's the email address?
And the radio edit is.
That's better.
Yeah.
I can't hear it.
Say, but does it say the Gmail?
Yeah, you can hear it better when it's slower.
A bit of mixing needs to happen on that, doesn't
it? Yeah, it needs to be mixed and mastered, doesn't it?
I want to hear where you're saying the words on it. Can you sing along to what you're doing? Gmail.com. I must be going deaf. That's a frequency thing. Like, it wasn't cutting through for me on that.
So. Yeah.
That's good, that.
That's that.
Thanks for doing your homework.
Thank you. Please never give me any more off you.
No, thanks.
Dream set list and other stuff. What's from Claudia. From? Give me a fucking second.
Sorry.
Claudia Friend Quelly.
Do you think that's why... I know who this is. It's Claudia, isn't it?
From Italy.
Claudia from Italy. Hi, Claudia.
Hello.
Hello, lads. First of all, happy 11th anniversary. I am endlessly proud of you all and your journey.
Oh,
I made this
you.
Set list for your Italian concert. It's so difficult to choose which Italian concert.
I don't know.
The next one. It's so difficult to choose which songs to put in, since basically I want to listen to all of your songs live. But this can be a good set list in my opinion. I hope you like it. Last thing but not important, I hope you lads are well. I feel like the last episode you were a bit down in the dumps. I really hope I am wrong.
Is this what? Say that again.
Last thing, but not least important. I hope you lads are all well. I feel like the last episodes you were a bit down in the dumps. I really hope I'm wrong. Maybe we were just a bit tired or something. I felt all right. I think
we might have done something then done the podcast.
No, it was one with Chaz, wasn't it? It was because
there's one missing.
Because there's one missing. Do you know what I mean? It's like
innate
sadness. It's like putting four batches in where they needed five. Do you know what I mean?
Where's Claudia Franquelli from?
Italy, I think.
Whereabouts? Do we know?
No, I'm not sure. Say.
Remember that me and all your other fans love you so much. I really care about you all, and I think you know that you're so cool and important as people and as a band. Always remember that.
That's nice.
Sending lots of love.
Ciao.
Right.
Ciao.
Oh, nice. Chaz. Give us an Italian
fucking
phrase.
Hell.
Grazie mille.
She's starting strong, to be fair. Right. That's a good set list.
This is fucking helpful, you know?
I like this set list.
Hey, up.
I like that.
Apart, yeah,
Blossoms do a choose your own set list tour.
Dream set list for Italian concert. She's even used the font at the top.
Fucking hell.
Tight,
Jesus.
Opening with Honey Sweet.
Yeah,
at most a kiss. Care for. I've seen the future.
Tune.
Oh.
Charlemagne.
Wow.
Wow.
Big word.
Yeah.
Nice.
Blow.
Mm.
The Keeper.
Ooh.
Under the Sun.
Ah.
Ribbon Around the Bomb. Your girlfriend. To do list after the breakup. Getaway. Oh no, I think I'm in love. Polka dot bones.
Ooh,
how long is it? 3 hours?
I don't know. Favourite room. If you think this is real life, Blown Rose, Love Talk, Everything About You, Cool Like You, How Long Will This Last? And then she's ending on Visions.
Ooh.
That is a boss set list. Wow.
But people would leave at Visions.
Quite Foo Fighters that length, isn't it?
I love Visions. It's such a good tune.
I really like that
set list.
Nope. I wonder if this tour, sorry to put in there, Charles. I wonder if the tour will end on something other than Charlemagne. Could we end on real life?
No.
Not real life, sorry. Fucking hell, there's
girlfriend.
Reason why, girlfriend.
Or girlfriend, like maybe reason why. It's probably
there's more of an ender in it then.
You could probably do an encore, couldn't you, of like
that? But it's one of them, isn't it?
Play it twice like we did in the past.
I'd like to try it.
It'd be good to come out and just open with it, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it would be boss.
In hindsight.
Look, I've just got hands free and didn't realise.
Sweet.
Within Shaw Park, at the start and the end.
Oh, yeah. She's got another one. She's got two. Do you want to read another one out?
Don't push it.
Jump on the queue.
Two on the same one?
No, yeah, she's got another set list. This is volume two.
Right, this is version two. Honey Sweet, Ode to New York. Yeah, she didn't have Reason Why on the last one. Maybe that's why it's on this one. Honey Sweet, Ode to New York, There's a Reason Why, The Keeper, I Can't Stand It, Cut Me Now Bleed, To Do This After the Breakup, Care For, Big Word, Seeing the Future, Charlemagne, Falling for Someone, Everything About You, Favourite Room, Girlfriend, Getaway, Sulking Poet, Swimming Brain, Texia, Across the Moor, Visions again.
Right.
I've Seen the Future. It is
a great tune.
We've got some tunes, haven't we?
It's you and me.
It's
a good song.
Yeah, it was good. Thank you, Claudia. Any others?
Thank you.
I had someone here.
Oh, go on, sorry.
Sorry, this wasn't... it was, yeah. For some reason, I didn't screenshot the email itself, but someone got their first tattoo done. And look what it is.
Oh, nice.
Oh, is it the... From the Ribbon Around the Bottom?
Yeah.
Boss.
That's Everything About You.
Yeah.
There it is.
I've got another set list. From Kaylee Little.
That's one now.
Fucking hell, one, two.
Oh, joke.
Kaylee Little. Hiya, lads. My dream set list is as follows.
I like that, to the point.
Opening with... Yeah, literally like that as well. Opening with I Can't Stand It. And she's put in brackets, boss opener. There's a Reason Why.
Wow, fucking hell.
Blow. Cut Me Now Bleed. To-do list. How Long Will This Last? At Most a Kiss. Blow Rose. Ribbon Around the Bomb. My Swimming Brain. Sunday Was a Friend of Mine. The Sulking Poet. Polka Dot Butt.
Polka Dot.
Polka Dot Bones. Niche. My personal favourite. That's what she's put.
Do you know what? That's two. What we should compile these and just put them into a spreadsheet and see what gets the votes.
Unfaithful.
Yeah. Wow.
June. Oh No. Getaway or Love Talk. I'm undecided on this.
Love
it's
talk,
your
man.
Set, so it's your
People
call.
Love I miss that tune.
Yeah, it's a good tune. Care For, The Keeper, Your Girlfriend, Charlemagne, Encore Offs.
Fair play. Nice. Good set list.
That's the other thing. Sometimes you're like, oh, she's put a photo up of meeting you, T.
What?
Where at?
I've got another one. Another set list.
Yeah.
This is from Carl... Oh, why the fuck am I...
Tavina.
Just an idiot. Do you know what I mean? Carl McKiernan.
That was a bit
Carl McKiernan. I'm shit at like fucking spelling. Oh my god.
Well, that walking is going to be hard, isn't it?
He's not taking his ADHD medication.
No, yeah, that's what it is.
He needs his Adderall.
I don't take any medication.
You should do.
I'm not gonna do it. It's affecting your work. Hurry up.
He can't concentrate.
Because I've not been playing drums yet. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
no, like, all right, lads. Please find my ultimate Blossom setlist below. Full on bangers to start, slowing down a bit in the middle for an acoustic style segment, a few strings and whatnot.
Wow, you can fucking send the cash for it.
Cracking the pace up a bit, cranking, fuck me, crack it, what's wrong with me?
You're right.
I know, yeah.
Crank the pace up, yeah. I'll give you that.
Cranking the pace up, again with Sulking Poet and a few more of your belters before coming back for the encore.
Has he sent the list though?
Yep.
Right.
To read it? He goes on a bit, but looking forward to Wivenshaw Park and the new album this summer.
Thank
Love
you
to bits, lads. Your ace, Carl.
Mate. Thank you.
Nice one.
So he's kicking off, Texia.
Ooh,
wow.
That was an opener for
that was a good tune.
I like Texia. I wouldn't be up. I wouldn't be against bringing that back.
So he's Texia, Your Girlfriend, To-Do List, Honey Sweet, Oh No, Swimming Brain, The Keeper, I Can't Stand It, Born Wild. That's what he's gone in.
Born Wild's
a fucking great song.
We don't need to listen to it. So good. We've fucking
got enough air,
haven't we? Fucking do
that. Born Wild's a rammer, innit?
Now he's put acoustic / piano set.
Wow.
Visions, set. My Favourite Room, onto her bed.
Mm.
Wow.
Then he's cranking it up again. Or, what did I say?
Cracking it up
again. With Sulking Poet, Between the Eyes, Like Gravity.
Nice.
Getaway.
Nice.
If You Think This Is Real Life, nice. Blown Rose, Amok. Atmos to Kiss.
That's a boss little bit.
Nice.
Encore, Love Talk, There's a Reason Why, Charlemagne, Extended Version.
You know how long we're on for, eh?
You know,
that's one, two.
Good thought.
You know,
so off with that, innit?
Fucking hell. I've got another one here if you want it.
This
one, mate. This is your scene, Tom. Nothing. No, just the set list.
Oh, I love that.
No hassle.
Do you want to read it out? So it's not just me. Because you can actually read it.
Lowry Jones. 20 tunes, this. Your Girlfriend, Honey Sweet, Into Oh No, he's put the arrows, I think he means the segue.
Nice.
Oh, she, I think it's a girl. Blown Rose, Everything About You, Texia, How Long Will This Last, Under the Sun Again, Big Word, To-Do List, Getaway, Roosevelt Intro. Care For, Can't Stand It, Like Gravity, Cut Me Now Bleed, Swimming Brain, Encore, Most A Kiss, There's A Reason Why, Favourite Room, then Charlemagne.
I like Favourite Room, Charlemagne. It's weird, isn't it? Because I was going to say, you know when I said, should we not... That's lots of love from Larry and Harry.
Sorry, yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it, the Charlemagne thing? Because like I said then, should we change it up? And am I being selfish there? Like, if I went to watch My Favourite Band, do I just want the banger at the end? Because it's like...
It would be fuming.
I don't think it's probably everyone's favourite tune.
But it's just nice.
But it becomes a thing, doesn't
it? It's associated with the end, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's like...
There's something good about everyone at that moment just going
and you
mad
know
and
what's
off.
Coming. Like, I go in waves thinking, oh, it would be good to do something. We did open with it supporting the Kooks in Europe and it felt a bit mad, I think.
Yeah.
I was thinking, sorry to interrupt,
go on.
Should we open with To-Do List at Club Academy?
That's a good show.
On like a mad one.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it the other day. Mm. It's quite upbeat. Yeah. Just come on and go straight into that.
That's
you know what I mean? Like... Bit of a statement, isn't it?
10 PM.
And we see what the vibe is with.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Good shout.
Thank you.
I think.
Can we do a medley yet? We've just like all the.
Is
old
that
tunes.
What you were gonna say before?
Yeah, I was like, are we there yet?
Medley.
You know, you just do like one tune, but it's like five tunes in one.
I think you can't do your, you can't put your big bangers in it, can you?
No, we have to
like
B-sides.
Your album tracks and stuff.
Like B-sides and shit.
I think we could do one day. I think that'd be a cool idea.
Barry Manilow, that innit?
Who was that? Who's that?
I think at a certain time we could do it.
It is, yeah.
Maybe, do you know what? The fact that Chas said it's Barry Manilow makes me want to do it more, though. You know, like we talk about different ideas for the gig.
Yeah.
Imagine just like a little 5 minute section where we go.
You could do, you know,
where we do it like a DJ set.
Imagine how shit would this be? You know, like the fucking bootleg Beatles, like dressing the old Beatles gear, and then they do the tunes that are in the middle. And it's like they're like, we'd go on with the turtlenecks, yeah, do I'll the just, old I'll tunes,
like ASOS then turtlenecks and fucking dingy though. Shit, yeah, jeans, like shit,
yeah. Shit flickers.
I wouldn't write off what you just said. Not the, not the get ups.
No, no. Do you know, but you know what I mean?
What songs would you put in a medley?
I was going to say this. What I was going to say.
You could do like the Urge, Lava, because they're all in E minor, the old ones.
I won't go that old.
No. I was saying, do you know the ones we talk about then?
It's only like 30 seconds of each one. Maybe not that.
Like songs like I've Seen the Future, Under the Sun. Things that you might not.
They're the ones I've seen.
14 across the board.
Yeah.
I also want to play fucking the other one. What's that?
Pure Pop.
You fucking love it. That's your favourite Blossoms tune.
Fucking Pure Pop. Yeah, it's really good. So
Under the Sun and Polka Dot Bones got a few then. Off like the first three.
Polka Dot Bones would be fucking great for
that. I'd do that again.
Yeah.
I've got a separate question from doing someone. That live.
Maybe Club Academy, if you just do it for fucking like.
Why not?
And we've got to throw something mad in
do
there.
Do you know what I mean? Keep sending in your
Setlist ideas.
To what email?
podcast@gmail.com.
This is a question from he says, question about Reading 21 from George Woodford. Hi lads, George here.
Hey.
I was at Reading Festival in 2021 and I remember you covered Miss You by the Stones in memory to the great Charlie Watts. Love the cover, by the way, as I'm a huge Stones fan. I mean, it's a fucking great tune. Isn't
it? Was it the end of Riven Around the Bomb we did that or something?
It the end of something, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe it was. We did do it, though, I remember.
I forgot about that.
We used to
that's when I first saw Chaz on bass and was like, he's good on bass, was playing that.
Yeah, he's...
Thank you.
I knew, yeah, he's unreal. Considering the death of Charlie Watts and only days before the gig, as a band, how did you have such a boss cover of Miss You ready to go in time? Was it a lot of unscheduled rehearsing, or are these things generally come quite quickly?
Professional musicianship.
Just drum and bass, you know what I mean?
Who decides the covers and what steps are taken to ensure it'll work on stage? Also interested to see what each band member's favourite Stones track is. Love the tunes, love the pod.
Great question.
Thank you. First of all, great question. Thanks, George.
The first bit, I would say you covered it back in the day, didn't you, in your old band?
The foundations were there.
So the bass and the drums, you had played it over the years. Yeah. So that was kind of muscle memory comes back to you, doesn't it?
I think it's one of the ones me and Chaz, like when we're rehearsing and say, use like, I don't know, something's going wrong with the amps or something's going wrong with the keys. It's something me and Chaz will always maybe like.
You've got it in your ass.
Just jam about, do you know what I mean? Kick into. Mm-hmm.
That's probably why, yeah. And it's quite not. It was easy to do. Like I know the song enough to just sing it.
Yeah.
Josh is a professional musician, so he just learnt the guitar.
Thank you.
It's do you know what I think that really comes down to is when you're in a band, and I mean we haven't of late, but we rehearse a lot. We take it quite very seriously, obviously. And I think just us being in a room together, we're a very tight band. Do you know what I mean like when we've been with like C-Mat?
Yeah.
For example, she's like we can just we play a game, and we just shout out band names, and we try and make a song there and then
in the style of them
about that band. You know what I mean? And we played it with C-Mat, and C-Mat was like
Blue Red, didn't it?
Yeah, she was like
the Cure one was boss.
Yeah, she was like that's insane. Like, how can she just
do that again? Let's do that. Can be like the warm up.
It's funny. Yeah. It's hilarious, well, isn't it? It's funny. Like sometimes you have a joke with it.
Some of them are shit. The odd one is shit.
My Coldplay was shit. That was good.
but stuff like that is funny,
and it does
blow people away, and that is a game that we like to play, and it's funny. But I think just being we've been a band what
11 years,
11 years, and then out of them 11 years,
Keen hell.
I don't think there's been. This is probably the longest time we haven't played together.
It's not.
COVID.
We've done it before.
Yeah, COVID don't count though. Do you know what I mean? Joint longest time? Like around this time.
Yeah, 2 months is, but it gets to about 2 months, doesn't it?
That's what I mean. Like, that's
start
fucking,
itching after that, don't you?
That's long for us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that very long.
Yeah, over the years.
You hear other bands who sort of like don't do it for like, have like a year off or something. Do you know what I mean?
That'd
like,
be mad, that one.
We never, ever, ever do that. Like, we're very on. And even if we're not, like, we haven't played. But we're still coming in doing like pod and stuff. Yeah. So I think it's just it sounds fucking lame, but I think it's just like a connection, isn't it?
Muscle memory.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you see a good footy team, you just know where the players are going to be.
Is that all of his question?
they've played together, yeah. They've played together. They know where everyone's going to be. I think it's a bit like that. But what's your favourite Stones tunes? Mine is Miss You. I know it's boring, but
that's mine.
I'd probably have to say that because I'll be honest, I don't really listen to them.
They are fucking. They're
probably controversial. Under my thumb.
Under my thumb's mint.
Oh, it's a good one. Yeah, I think you sent it to me not long ago. It's Fool to Cry.
I love that one.
A boss.
I rinsed that tune the other year.
Tumbling Dice. Painted Black's boss, innit?
They've got so many tunes.
They like all the early ones as well.
They're one of them bands, aren't they? Like, it's hard to pick out a single. I say Miss You now because I've got it in my head.
You can't always get what you want. That's my favourite.
Can't always get.
Saw her today. Had to come in. That was my favourite.
That was one of my favourite gigs.
It was boss, that.
At the Swamp. It was...
Swamp.
It was a good...
Yeah, we saw him at Old Trafford, didn't we?
Yeah, me, really you, good. Mum and Dad. We got nice seats, didn't we?
We did.
It was a
thank
great,
you.
It was a great gig. Has anyone else got any other questions from fans? Or?
I sent it to you on the a screenshot of when I just put out the questions on Instagram. I already sent it to you, but I just thought I'll say it again. Some guy just said, "What's up, you ancient fuck?"
That's genius, you know.
So I thought that, and you know what? I screenshot this, but you already answered my question before we even started. It says,
"What?
When are you going to bring back giving up the toast on the pod?" And you already did it.
Thank you.
So aww, there you go.
Danny Baines and the, for some reason.
He sounds like he should be like a League One footballer.
B-A-I-N-E-S. Baines, isn't it?
Yeah.
The subject is, who is Josh?
Okay.
Right, what does the rest of it say?
Oh, no.
Hello, chaps. Having just watched Blossoms back to Stockport for the billionth time, I noticed something. But here, have any of you? The end credits are as follows. Story by Tom Ogden, Tom Donovan, Miles Kellogg, Charlie Salt, and finally, Josh Dewhurst.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I fucking remember this. Josh
Tom Ogden and Tom Donovan.
That's what he's put.
To me. We'll say it on the credits.
Josh Dewhurst. I've had that.
Happened at the arena last week, didn't it?
Yeah, we did. No,
the Joe Dewhurst.
That's where we get your name from.
Cheers.
It's not that hard, is it?
Who is he? Who's responsible for that? It's not hard, is it?
Do you know what the mad thing is? Our mate directed that, Charlie Watts. He's known us for fucking years. So must have slipped through that.
It's an easy mistake, I suppose. Little things like that.
Dewhurst.
Yeah.
Josh Dewhurst.
Met Tom and Joe at City once, very, very briefly. Pint next time. We'll say a proper hello. No, that's nice. Was sat outside Sinclair's a few years back and chased after Josh for a photo as he walked past. Was a few days after the band on the wall gig, thanked him for the set list, top guy, then bumped into him in Peveril of the Peak not long after with none other than Tommy Harrison.
Shout out.
Fucking my man.
When do we get in?
He's put shout out
on the pod.
Soon.
Get him on.
I've worded him up, yeah.
Get him on next week.
The famous artiste.
Artiste.
Do you know when we used to have like... When we used to have this week we have Rick Astley, H, all these guests. Now it's like we can do the announcement with Tommy Harrison.
I think yeah,
it's going to go down. Like, I'll text
him. He's put Waterpub too, by the way. You love...
I do love the Pev, indeed.
Once met Miles in 42s on a Thursday night around 2015 /16. Acting not very, very responsibly.
What do you mean?
Miles, not me. Fuck no, you're probably fucked up or something.
Tommy just bladdered, weren't we?
The last time I'd have been
with you then. It
last
was
time
I went to
42s would have been the time before last time. Yeah, 21.
You were 18th.
When was that?
2021. You've not been then, have you?
I was 21.
Yeah, 2016 we went. Yeah. Ewan's birthday.
Fucking hell.
January.
Yeah. So.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Never met Charlie though. One day perhaps. Mysterious. You like that, don't you? I bet you're buzzing off like you.
Yeah.
It's your biggest compliment that Charlie's ever got.
Ethereal nostalgic sonics.
This is unrelated. This might make you laugh. It might not. It might just be shit, but I'll say it anyway. At the gym... One of the trainers who works there, she's got a kid and she like lives in our area. So she was like, her daughter's really into the band. So she's always like, how much money's Tom got? And you like stuff like that. Like, did you start have a filter, did it?
Oh, kids.
Yeah, kids.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you hadn't heard it.
No. So she was like explaining to the kid, like, well, you can't ask, like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's rude or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they drove past you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh no.
They spotted you and you had your cap on and she was like, Mum, why is Josh in disguise? I was like, he just gets them out with a cap on all the time.
He's wearing cap on.
Well done, man.
Well done.
Just made me laugh because the kid thought you were like actively trying to.
I suppose because they were kids as well, you probably always think you're in like a flared suit.
And the beard, like, I mean, the beard might have got longer and stuff like that. Like, no, cap and beard.
Well, I'll answer that now.
Wig as well.
The thing is, you know what? I always. Yeah, the wig. The wig's new. But I always thought the cap was a recent addition. And I watched one of our tour diaries from.
Hell no.
I've been wearing a cap since the start.
Yeah.
Never realised. But we have most of the time now.
Cap and a tote bag.
I can't be arsed fucking, like my hair's all over the shop. So I can't, so I'll just tie it back and put a fucking cap on.
I might start a petition for Josh to bring the quiff back, man.
I messaged him. Did we talk about this last?
Yeah, you
briefly.
Did. Yeah,
you pulled the gun on me.
The quiff looks fucking class.
The curtains.
Yeah, he looks fucking mint, man.
90s.
I might start a petition. How many signatures would it take for you to consider it?
A very, very considerable amount.
How many?
I have to fucking pay for me to go to Turkey first.
There we go.
Thank you.
Right, now I'm in disguise.
The email goes on. I binge the podcast all the time. I never get bored of them. Even on days...
I do.
Even on the days I'm feeling... Oh, Miles. Even on the days I'm feeling low and not having the best of times, they always cheer me up and bring a smile to my face.
Thank you.
Massive fan from the early days. Buzzing for the Club Academy gig. Joking. And I'll see you at Wivenshaw Park too. All the best, lads. Keep
That's
up the
class.
Incredible work.
Nice one.
Is this still Liam Baines?
Miles Kellogg.
Yeah. Catch more soon, Danny. That's a really nice email, that.
Oh, shit.
Do you know what? I met a lad yesterday.
What's
in Arndale. I was walking through Manchester Mean Sphere and we'd just done some work for her and then we were walking back to the car and some lad went like that, and bless him, he was buzzing. And I didn't notice him because he didn't say anything. I saw him look at me, but he didn't say out. So, just, you know, obviously you don't go, oh, he knows who I am. And I don't know if he couldn't, but he just unzipped his jacket and opened up and he had a Blossoms hoodie on. And Sophia noticed it and was like, oh, and he's like, oh, can I have a photo? I'm a massive fan. And Sophia was like, do you want me to take it? He's like, oh, I'm a big fan of you too. I love the shopping and your Instagram.
I like you too as well.
Great band. So yeah, we had a little photo. I thought it was dead cute.
That's nice.
Beautiful. Is that day. Goes that question when people are like, oh, do you like it when people do it? And you know, give me a little spring in my step. Woohoo. It's nice, isn't it? It's very flattering.
It's very nice, isn't it?
And he said, you've made my day. And I thought, that's really
it's
nice.
It's good when it happens when you've had a shower. Because I've had it before when I've not had a shower for like 3 days. And I'm like, a bit much that.
Fucking hell, so that happens all the time.
Quite hard, yeah.
2 days, not three.
Making memories with your songs, Jess Everton. Hi, chaps. I thought you might find this cool or not, which is fine. I came to see you in December 22 when I was about 6 months pregnant with our, it was baby's first gig. Now she's 6 months old and we regularly play you guys during breakfast time. The Keeper is a song I love and I sing to Elsie, my baby, all the time as the lyrics in the chorus resonate with how I feel about her. I'm sure it was written as a romantic relationship in mind, with a romantic relationship in mind, but she's my keeper, so it makes sense for us. I thought you'd find it cool to know that you've been part of the soundtrack to the start of her life and so forever ingrained in our family's memories, fucking hell, of this significant time. Also, the stings, is that what they're called in the podcast, need to be full songs. I sing them. What the stings? They're not, what do we call them? Jingles.
That's because it's quite your mum, that, isn't it? It's quite offy.
You must be because jingle sauce.
Sounds like
stings. Fuck!
It's got me up.
You guys rock. Lots of work.
It's got me that. Sorry.
No,
it's funny. No, I'm not taking
it. It's a really nice thing.
No, you've just said it. It's just after that. No, it's fine. Look how much fun we're having. Look how much fun we're having. She'll love this. She'll love this. She's made us cry.
Oh.
No.
I can't finish. I'm fucking welling up.
That's mental.
Stinks.
Stinks. Start
I'll go. Why also, is that the funny? Stings is that what they're called? It's GS in the podcast needs to be full songs. I sing them around the house all the time. You guys rock. Lots of love, Jess and baby Ellis, your youngest fan.
That so
honestly,
that's made my day. That I'm in tears.
First of all, that email is like broke our hearts. It's a real lovely email.
That's what you've
made us fucking piss ourselves calling them stinks.
The stink. Sorry, I didn't. It just really got me. I was trying to work out what do we call them. It's jingles, isn't it? But obviously because we speak so fast, it must sound like stinks.
Oh, do you know what? That's such a fucking nice email.
We'll have to write a sting for that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is a sting?
What is a sting? What the police do when they do like an operation? Yeah. Like, you know, like
or a sting.
Sting,
like a bee sting.
Fucking hell.
Stings.
Well, if you want to send. If you want
to. He's got you that, hasn't it?
Right, let's end that on a positive note.
Do you know what it is? You think, though, you do remember the songs that when you were a kid, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what your mum and dad used to sing to you or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
That's so really.
That's going to be one of them songs for them.
It's mad. Like, you know, you always say how much your mum and dad's record collection or music collection played on your childhood, like what you listen to. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's mad to think that we'll be
it's
like.
It's mad that when you sat there writing a song like that, and you don't like the levels it can go to, it's fucked up, innit?
I love that though, of being like. I think we've always said that, especially yourself being the writer. But you know what I mean? You wrote that obviously about Katie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? About your marriage stuff. But like the fact you can interpret it as like, do you know what I mean? Someone.
Yeah, it can be interpreted like to a child.
Is really nice.
I've got one more thing. I don't know if you can include this or not, but I'm just going to say it. If not, you can bleep it out. When we were driving in today, I picked Miles up because he's pulled his neck and he can't drive on the codeine. And we were driving on the A6 behind a funeral procession.
Oh, yeah.
But it was pulled by horse and cart.
Yeah.
And as the horse and cart pulled into the thing, Miles went like that.
Salute.
No, I didn't even know. I went to switch my head and just put that.
Because he was a horse and cart, he went, it reminded me of like the army or something.
It's quite military. No, I thought it was respectful to salute.
No, I suppose.
No, it is though, isn't it? Nice.
It's showing the level of respect because you think it's nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
My went to it, he said, I just salute.
No, it just came out with me.
It used to be a thing that people used to
military.
Tilt
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you know what? It's a nice thing.
No, it was
thing,
nice.
That, but it's a.
Respectful, that
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
He's cute. No,
it just
I was driving it. I just saluted it. And I was like, what?
Do what? It's a bit morbid, but at my gran's funeral, we had like an in-between his moment. Like my gran was in the earth and then front pulled out and someone fucking went in between.
Oh, typical.
I was in the fucking...
Like cut it off?
Yeah.
Who the fuck does that?
That's like, fucking lame,
someone going to Aquinas College.
That's wild.
I was fucking fuming, yeah. Funny. But yeah.
Thanks for listening to The Stings. That's got to be the title.
Yeah, The Stings.
It's got to be the title.
What? Go on, Miles, what's the Gmail?
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank
Bye.
Blossoms HQ.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.